From the studios of Books in Motion, this is J.P. O'Shaughnessy reading Trouble at the Redstone by John D. Nesbitt. Now, let's begin with Trouble at the Redstone, Chapter 1. Will Dryden stood up from his cot as the jailer came toward his cell, jingling his large ring of keys. At Dryden's cell he stopped, shook a key loose from the bunch, and clacked it into the lock. Then he pushed the door open and stepped aside.
"Time to go."
"Go where?" Will thought he had just seen the last of the judge, and it was a matter of just sitting out his 10 days.
"Just go."
The slender man motioned with his bald head towards the front of the jail and let the prisoner go first. Will passed through the heavy door and stopped in the office, where he saw his hat, his pocket knife, a few coins, his spurs, and his gun and holster on the sheriff's desk. The sheriff himself was nowhere to be seen. The jailer went behind the desk, put the key ring in the top drawer, and then with a smaller key locked the desk.
"You can go now."
"What gives? I've got 6 days left to do." The jailer shook his head and handed Will a folded slip of paper. Will opened it and saw, in a neat cursive hand, a short message. "Ask for Mrs. Irma Wells at the Northwestern Hotel." He raised his eyes and found the jailer watching him. "Did this person pay my bail?"
"Paid off the rest of your fine."
"Right." Will put the note in his vest pocket with his cigarette makings, then reached for his hat and put it on. He scooped up the change, 37 cents.